Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The rainbow crosswalks have been removed from the Montrose neighborhood. This follows direction from Governor Abbott for Texas cities to take political messages off of roadways. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is out in Montrose Live right now. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. The entire intersection at Westheimer and Taft has been effectively obliterated. The crosswalks are gone, and 2 inches of asphalt all the way across the intersection has been pulled up. You can hear the heavy machines are still working at cleaning up the scene. No word when the intersection will be reopened. Streets in a one-block perimeter are blocked at this time by Metro Police. Reporting live from the scene at Westheimer and Taft, I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
All right, Tom. Early voting begins today across Texas, with much of the ballot taken up by constitutional amendments. News 88.7's political reporter Andrew Schneider says 7 of the 17 ballot proposition deals with reining in property taxes.
Proposition 13 would raise the homestead exemption for school property taxes for all Texas homeowners to $140,000. Proposition 11 would give an additional $50,000 break on those taxes to homeowners who are over 65 or disabled. University of Houston economist Stephen Craig says all those exemptions add up.
Our heart can go out to all kind of people, and then the question is this the way to help them, or is there a better way to help them? As you whittle away against the property tax, you're setting it up so that the property tax stops working.
Other property tax exemptions on the ballot would apply to house fire victims, spouses of deceased veterans, and property owners affected by border security infrastructure. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
To hear more about the constitutional amendments, you can tune in to Andrew's in-depth feature coming up in about 15 minutes at 8:20 here on News 88.7. A man close to his 50s has been charged with intoxication manslaughter after he allegedly hit and killed a USPS worker on Saturday. Jose Romero had previously been arrested for a DWI back in 2023, according to multiple outlets. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says that Romero hit the postal truck at a high rate of speed after losing control. The sheriff's office identified the worker as 58-year-old Stephen Marks. A new study from researchers at Texas A&M University found that a lack of shade and vegetation is exposing Houston residents to dangerous surface temperatures. Texas A&M lecturer Ding Ding Ren and his team says that lots with vegetation can cool the surrounding area significantly.
So vacant, we consider that as a missed opportunity because there are a lot of passive cooling system can help to reduce the local microclimate.
Researchers found that higher temperatures were associated with the communities that are most at risk during natural disasters. 66 degrees right now here on the UH campus. We're set up for a high close to 88 today, and then we'll climb all the way up to 91 tomorrow. Chance of rain tomorrow as well. I'm Matt Harab, News.